report down.
We have two items of old business. First one being condition or change of zone number 1709. The application of Daniel T. and Dale S. Boynes to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to B1 Neighborhood Business District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.13 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Route 1, northwest of Pondview Drive, which is northwest of Red Mill Pond, and also being 170 feet southeast of Best Lane, and also being lots 1A, 2, 3, and 4 of Red Mill Manor. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on September 8th of 2011. It rendered their recommendation on September 22nd of 2011. Council public hearing was held on September 27th of 2011. In the commission recommendation on September 22nd of 2011, they did discuss this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1709 for Daniel T. and Dale S. Boynes for a change of zone from AR1 to B1 Neighborhood Business District, based upon the record made in public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located on the west side of Route 1. It is adjacent to existing B1 zoning, and this zoning would be integrated into that B1 parcel with regard to the use and access. Two, this site is not appropriate for residential use with its frontage directly onto Route 1. There are traffic and safety concerns, but these can be more adequately addressed through a business use, which requires a formal site plan review and more intense review by DLDOT. Traffic safety and entrance concerns would not receive the same oversight if this property is developed as individual residential strip lots, which is permissible under the current zoning. Three. The B1 rezoning is consistent with the orderly growth of the county. There are a number of businesses and commercial uses located in this general area of Route 1, including a B1 zoned property next door. Four, B1 zoning has limited permitted uses, which will limit the intensity of any development on the property. The applicant has proposed a small office complex of the type that currently exists on his property that is zoned B1. And again, next door. Five, the site is in a developing area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. According to the plan, this area is appropriate for the B1 zoning that is being requested. Six, the property will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. Seven, site plan approval for any use of the property will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as relevant state agencies, including DLDOT. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And basically, the public hearing for council was the same or similar to what the commission heard.
Any questions, Mr. Lang?
The one question I would have, Mr. President, would be the is it anywhere in here where it says the access to these newly zoned parcels will be from the existing access
point? The access would be from Best Lane. If you remember the site, this is a site that's right at north of Red Mill Pond. It's got a large concrete swale
right
off of Route 1, and it's the access is intended to be from Best Lane.
Well, I know if it's in...
And that's the way DLDOT's reviewed it also.
Okay, intended. Should we put something in there that, or I guess we can't. This isn't. It's not a conditional use. We can't.
It's a rezoning application.
Mm-hmm. It's a rezoning. Okay.
And again, it's the commission's last recommendation that a site plan approval for any use of the property will be subject to a review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as relevant state agencies, including DLDOT.
And Pondview Drive cannot be utilized because it's private.
Pondview Drive is private street serving Red Mill Pond, or Red Mill Manor, excuse me.
Right.
Red Mill Manor.
But in other words, we won't see Del Dot permitting an exit or an entrance from there.
Well, if you go down and look at that site, just
yeah,
if you were down there recently, you would. If you set at Palmview Drive, it's a hill. It makes it more difficult to see where the best lane access would be more appropriate because it's at the flat at the top of the hill. It's a small hill there, but it is a visual problem.
No, it is. It's a tricky spot.
Any more questions for council? Mr. Moore, would you read the short title, please?
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.13 acres more or less.
Pleasure, council.
I move we approve.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, to approve. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
I can understand what the desire is here is to make use of property that's borders Coastal Highway, but I'm very concerned about some things that came up during the hearings. We had two letters in support, yes, but we had 111 letters in opposition. And I'm very concerned about the access, and we have no control over what DelDOT's going to do. DelDOT very well could use that access at Pondview Lane, and we have no control over that. And in fact, we already have access from Pondview Lane because this is a residential subdivision. This is zoned for residences or agricultural now. Could be built on any time. Could be built, low-income housing could be built there. And there will be an extra impact, a traffic impact, as opposed to a residential use. We have information, we got information at the hearing that this will generate up to 200 trips a day. That's not resident, that's quite a lot of increase in. So that statement about impact is, I disagree with that. And this area is intensely residential, as you can see from the outpouring of the opposition that we had. They call it a medical office, but of course we have no control over that either. And they did not submit a formal site plan, so we don't know what they're going to do under B1. And I have some other concerns, and that is that this particular entrance is so restrictive. There is a limitation on the site, access, the depth, and according to DelDOT now says that that road was dedicated to public use since 1978. Well, I know the Best family, they built the road, and I'm very surprised to hear that DelDOT has taken it over and the people didn't know it. I think we've got a property rights issue there. And as far as parking, there's already a problem with the existing businesses that are there, and they're not able to handle the amount of parking that they get, and they're parking all alongside the road and on other people's property. Let's see, some folks came in and testified, and I can't vouch for that, but they're saying they feel that the proposed use will result in a 300% increase in the business use of this property. And at the same time, they resent that it's being extended into a residential area. You know, if they had bought their homes and this was zoned commercial, if the developer had zoned it commercial along the road, that would be one story, but they didn't know. And unfortunately, the developer they have no deed restrictions, and so this can be done to them, and that's very unfortunate. The plus report is where we got the estimated 200 trips a day for the proposed project. And so those are my concerns, and children are being transported into that entrance back and forth every day and on buses, and I'm very concerned for their safety, so I can't vote for this.
That's a no vote.
It's a no.
Thank you. Mr. Cole.
This is one that is difficult because I agree with planning and zoning's the concern about safety and everything, and they thought it could be addressed with the B1 rezoning in DelDOT. My only concern is we still have in a B1 district so many uses that are permitted. The only real difference between the B1 and the C1 or the CR2, whatever it's called now, is the outside display, right, pretty much, and you know, putting vehicles or like a...
Typically, the difference between a B1 and a C1 would be mini storage.
Lots.
Automotive sales, boat sales, and right. Trailer sales.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, everything that's in the B1 can go into C1. So the applicant had stated they were looking for business offices. I think the conditional use application should have been the application should have been under a CU as opposed to a B1 because, again, the hill you were referring to, the concrete abutment here actually, you know, tells you something. And it is, and traffic is terrible there nowadays. So my concern would be under the B1 offices, you know, there isn't a market for offices, and the applicant would put in something else that would be a high traffic generator. Could be some, like, could be a fast food place, could be a, things of that nature. So again, it's a torture decision. I agree it's not suitable for residential, but I don't think it's suitable for a B1. So I'm going to have to vote no because I prefer to see a CU, and I would be willing to accommodate the applicant with moving the application forward and things that we've done in the past to facilitate that move. But I am not opposed to this being used for commercial activity. But I think office space is what we've seen traditionally out here with our applications. I think we through a conditional use, we could continue that.
Be sure that it's
that type of development there in an area that's got traffic and safety problems. So I'll have to vote no. Phillips.
I agree with planning and zoning, and I think that they can adequately work with the site plan review process to make sure that many of the concerns are addressed. I have confidence that DelDOT will minimize the impact as best they can, and I vote yes. I think it's an appropriate use considering the location.
Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of P&Z and also to property rights thing.
It certainly does appear that with a B1 zoning, it would require a lot more oversight by DelDOT, and the traffic concerns, I think, would be a lot less than the individual building residences. I agree with planning and zoning. I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Lank, she has changed the zone 1710.
Yes. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on change of zone number 1710 on September 8th of 2011. Council held a public hearing on September 27th of 2011. The commission rendered its decision on October 13th of 2011. For the application of Robert Browning and Bradley Davis to amend the comprehensive zoning map from MR medium density residential district to B1 neighborhood business district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.38 acres more or less, lying at the northeast corner of Cedar Neck Road being Road 357 and Fred Hudson Road being Road 360. On October 13th of 2011, when the commission discussed this application under old business, Mr. Smith stated he is prepared to make a motion. There was no evidence provided by the applicants to verify that financing could not be obtained for a conditional use, that the current zoning is MR medium density residential, and that a lot of the opposition referenced that the property should remain MR medium density residential. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone number 1710 for Robert Browning and Bradley Davis for a change in zone from MR medium density residential to B1 neighborhood business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, I'm not satisfied that the site is suitable for B1 zoning. Although there is a Harris Teeter grocery store across the street, that parcel has been in existence and designated for commercial business use as part of a residential planned community in excess of 20 years. Aside from that, all corners of this intersection have developed in primarily residential uses based upon their MR zoning. Two, the proposed use of this particular parcel is speculative at this point, according to the applicants. If the property is zoned to B1, some of the permitted uses, including a gas station, would be incompatible with the residential uses that are directly adjacent to this property or across Cedar Neck Road from it. Three, this parcel can be developed under its current MR zoning at a density of several dwelling units per acre. And there was no evidence that the existing residential zoning is no longer viable for the property. The use under the current MR zoning is also more compatible with the surrounding properties and neighborhood than the potential B1 uses. Four, multiple parties appeared in opposition to the application, expressing concerns that it's incompatible with the surrounding residential uses, that existing traffic concerns on Fred Hudson Road and Cedar Neck Road would be adversely impacted by the business uses and the entrances required to access the property, and that their expectation that the property would be developed residential under the current zoning. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Any questions of Mr. Lank from council? Mr. Moore, would you read the short title, please?
Yes. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.38 acres more or less.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips to adopt the ordinance. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I'm voting no. I'm taking the advice of Planning and Zoning Commission for the very same four reasons that they gave.
Cole.
Quick history. If you're looking at the picture that they show here, and it says Bethany Lakes, one property owner owned all that. And if you compare it to across the street where they referenced the Harris Teeter, that was originally developed as a salt pond as an RPC, where we have the ability to incorporate commercial and residential shared entrances, and it makes a much better subdivision because of it provides for creativity, shared entrances, and all the other things that go with it. Well, these property owners had the ability to do that early on, and they created two outlots out here, which now, as development has progressed, that is probably one of the busiest corners. And I think Planning and Zoning had it right with the traffic concerns. It's very difficult to get in and out now. So it's not really appropriate for a change of zone. And again, they had the opportunity to create something just like Cross Street, because this was done after the salt pond. So there was a good example right across the street how development should occur in Sussex County. And again, we've had so many RPCs that did bring together commercial and residential. These original property owners chose not to. It's now after the fact, and it's a little late, I think, because of conditions have changed. So I support Planning and Zoning, and the reasoning for my vote will be no.
Mr. Phillips.
I, too, agree with Planning and Zoning's reasoning. And Mr. Cole makes some very good points about how this could have been done early in the process, but at this point, it just would appear that it's gotten just a little too busy there. So I'm going to vote no.
Wilson.
I vote no on recommendation PNZ.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning, and I think, as Mr. Phillips said, Mr. Cole makes some very good points about the history of that area. I'll vote no. Motion denied.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Grant request, Mrs. Webb, Girl Scouts of the Chesapeake Bay.
Girl Scouts of the Chesapeake Bay.
Yes.
That looks like Mr. Phillips's handwriting on this letter.
Okay. What do they ask for?
They're asking for $1,000 for six girls to have lifetime membership in the organization. And these girls live in the Indian River School District.
I will... I'll move that I give $500 from my account.
I'll give $500 from my account.
You'll second the motion?
Second the motion.
Have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 from Mr. Phillips and $500 to Cole's account to the Girl Scouts of Chesapeake Bay for membership fees. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
The Foundation for Del Mar Education.
I'd like to give $1,000 from my account. I need a second.
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 Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000, Mr. Phillips' account to the Foundation for Del Mar Education. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And the Delaware Envirothon.
We have, that's a previous grant, is it not?
Yes, it is.
What have we done before?
100 each for 500 total.
So moved.
I recommend we
second.
Give, I recommend we give them $50 each. I also serve on some other large organizations, and we've given them quite a bit of money, our taxpayers' money, so at this point, I think $50 would be fine for this council.
Well, I'll make up the $50 so we can...
I mean, $50 per person.
No, no.
Okay.
Instead of 100?
Yes, sir.
Because I just seconded them, or made them anyway.
Well, let's see how this goes. Okay, you made a motion.
I made a motion to 100, like we've done in the past. We've done that for how many years?
Mrs. Dever seconded that.
Mm-hmm, yes.
'02.
Since we've been doing $100 since '02.
To grant them $100 from each councilmatic district.
Yes.
We'll take that and vote, and if that doesn't pass, then we'll...
Go to Sam.
We'll vote. Mrs. Dever, your vote.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Since 2002, we've been given $100 each. I think that's fair.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. Since 2002, we've been giving them a grant.
Okay, well, whatever.
It was 250 up to 09.
Okay.
Well, your vote is yes.
I'm still yes.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Phillips.
I'm going to lean toward Mr. Wilson's wisdom. He has been a part of these conservation organizations, and I think he understands best. I would support the 50, but I'm going to vote no on the 100.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote no.
I'll vote no. Motion denied. Mr. Wilson, you got a motion for this?
I make a motion we give them $50 a piece, each council.
Second.
Have a motion to second to grant $50 from each council magic district for a total of 250. Any question on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. That motion is carried. Proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes, we have two, Mr. President. The first, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a public utility above ground storage tank to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.19 acres, more or less. And this was filed on behalf of Colony Pool Service.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
The next is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and trucking storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumbar 100, Sussex County, containing 10.54 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduces it. There is no business before council. Chip, no additional business. Any business from anybody from council?
Yeah, we have a new intern. Steve. I would like to just welcome the new intern.
Yeah, Chip, why don't you introduce your protege? God bless you, son.
It is his first day. Mm-hmm. Joining us for the spring semester is Brian Johnson. He is a communications intern from Dell Tech, so you will see Brian here with us probably through the end of April, first part of May. He will be working with us about 15 hours a week and assisting administration and communications with press briefs, tracking proclamations, anything that we do here. So
great.
Please join me in welcoming Brian.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Welcome, Pat.
And if they boss you around too much, call me up.
Anything else from council?
Yeah, I'd like to just follow up on, we got these, the usual top 200 delinquent property tax records, and then so many of them, Everett, are LLCs and things like that, and then a lot of them are individuals. I know that we have our Clean Hands ordinance, but is it possible to that we have disclosure on who the corporations and LLCs and some of the individuals? Because I mean, we got people owing us $40,000, $20,000, $19,000, $15,000, and they've got LLCs form, and yet they're still doing things other names. I mean, is there any other way that we can go after through this clean hands ordinance to maybe help encourage people on this list to pay up?
Right. We would have to go after the record property owner, and the record property owner in those cases is the LLC or the corporation. And that's what we would have to go by, as opposed to who may own that LLC or corporation.
Okay, I guess then we could then pursue, if it's, and I'm assuming this is against properties? I mean,
I've not seen that list, but I'm assuming
Is it sewer fees, maybe, or anything? Or
any, taxes.
This is all just property tax. So this is all against some
piece of
parcel, piece of ground.
Or multiple, could be multiple.
Okay, do we ever go after them in court?
Yes. We have been scheduling sales of properties for people who are late. I do know that now Shannon Owens in my office has been working with the person with the county that keeps in touch or keeps on top of the delinquencies and is filing, sending out letters. They're also working out agreements, numerous ones. They have worked out agreements, and we're doing sales as well. And the sales we're doing is for the actual sale of the property.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just because we have such low taxes in Sussex County, I'm wondering how many years goes by to accrue 60 some thousand or 126,000 or whatever. I mean, it must take 100 years.
Some of those, and again, I've not seen that.
Think about it.
Kristen, penalties is 18%.
You can have my list, because I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, but with the many times, if it's a substantial amount, it's because there are a lot of properties.
Yeah.
It might be someone who has filed and had a subdivision put together, and it's for each of the lots in that mm-hmm. subdivision. So that's how he came up with a large number.
But okay, but what we're doing is effective. In other words, we are going after him, and we are being effective getting some of this.
Yes, we are.
Delinquency taken care of. Is there any way you think we can make any improvements, or at this time we're fine with what we're doing?
Well, I think it was roughly a year and a half ago we started working, maybe 2 years ago we started working with the county and looking at what the delinquencies were, how we could come up with a procedure. And prior to that time, there was not the procedure where there was actually trying to work out payment schedules, contacting people. So we've come up with an actual process that we follow through where we are actively pursuing.
Okay, the pursuing is coming from your office and not from Todd in our administration.
Oh, it's both.
I think it's both. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a collections manager
upstairs
that manages this.
Yeah, Katrina Mears is doing a good job. I think Mr. Cole's point that he first made is something that I'm trying to get a little more understanding of. The LLCs protects the entity's owner and his name. So say John Smith owns, you know, Sussex LLC, and Sussex LLC is delinquent on their taxes because of our clean hands ordinance. Sussex LLC cannot come in and get a building permit. Can John Smith come in and get a building permit?
Yes. Yeah.
Is there any legal avenue that we can...
I'm unaware of that, and because part of the problem is there is no requirement when someone files an LLC or a corporation that you necessarily know who that owner is, because when that document is filed, it indicates who the registered agent is, not necessarily the owner of the LLC. So that means that you might not know who that actual the owner of that corporation or LLC is.
Could be a shell game.
Well, in Newcastle County, Everett, I think we brought this up before you were here a couple years back. My understanding is Newcastle County, part of their application, and Lawrence, maybe you know, I recall discussing, but they have to disclose who's in these LLCs. So is it something that, because Vance is correct, I mean, I have an LLC, it's me, my wife, and my kids, you know, so a lot of these LLCs are the family. So.
George's name is probably on the tax list.
There's a Cole on there, but no relation.
Yeah. May I say
yes, ma'am.
Self-talk. I want to make it clear, I have not introduced any legislation that would require people to get a permit to take down buildings. There was something said in the press that I am in support of that. I'm not in support of that, just to make it clear. And also, in my district, we have potentially two very old and very old illegal dumps. And I just want to make a note that Denrick is taking care of this and is pursuing it. And this is not something that the county is. It's really Denrick's responsibility. But I'm following it every move that that happens on this.
Back on the topic of hands. Can we require, as Mr. Cole has suggested, when an entity other than an individual makes an application, regardless of what it is, or files for a permit, full disclosure of actual owners of that LLC?
I would want to look at that. Number one, there's no need for us to reinvent the wheel if another government in the county, in one of the other counties, is doing that. Let's look at what they're doing and seeing if that would be applicable here. And so that would be the first thing I'd look at.
Does anybody on council see a problem with that?
Oh, I do. I mean, I think for years, Vance, it was brought up.
A problem with us
looking into it?
Disclosure.
Oh no, I think it. I think
anyone.
It'd be nice if we could, but I imagine that they're protected very much so.
Well, they still have the rights, the protections of our incorporation laws in the state of Delaware. All we're doing is disclosing. And I'll tell you what, every time you disclose, you know, in real estate, you know, disclose, 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 it keeps you out of court, it keeps you out of jail, it keeps you out of trouble. So disclosure is is not threatening. It's just if they're willing to do something and form these LLCs, we ought to know who it is.
Well, basically what you're asking is the same thing the banks do on a routine basis. If you have a corporation and you go to a bank and want to get a loan,
they want to know
who
it
is. Fine, we'll give you a loan for the corporation, put a lien on the real estate, but you individually are going to guarantee this with us, because we're not going to give you the loan just in the name of the corporation.
Well, I think that what Vance and I are probably leading up to is it would probably help in this area of delinquent taxes. And I think with Lawrence, with applications coming in, it can't hurt to know who's part of these LLC. Who are the principals of the LLC?
We should be able to cross-reference.
They shouldn't be hiding anything. There's nothing to hide. So, I mean, okay. So, I mean,
we'll follow through with that.
Could we put that on a hit list there?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Lawrence could assist you in finding out if Newcastle County, in fact, does that through their
what their application looks like.
Anything else from council?
No, thank you.
I would like to recognize the Honorable Mayor Ed Butler sitting in the back there from the City of Seaford.
Saw him sneak in there.
There he is.
Glad to see you, sir. Glad you stopped by. Anything else from council? Entertain a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
This is great.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
This is not a